This is the voice of Maitreya. Welcome to discover a new you. Wishing you most and more.
How to move on after a very big loss, Maitreya?
Setbacks, failures, letdowns, betrayals, being cheated, loss of a loved one, a decision that has gone wrong, is integral to design of life. The graph of life is not drawn like this. It's drawn like this. So there isn't anybody who hasn't had these moments in life. There is this concept called inspirational dissatisfaction. There is this concept called using mistakes as transformational opportunities. There's philosophy called, if life hands me over a lemon, I'll make a lemonade out of it. There's this concept called resilience. No matter how many times life puts me down, I'll bounce back one more time. All this sums up only to one thing. There will be moments when life will put us down, and it's up to each one of us to get up one more time. It's up to each one of us, which eventually all of us will. That's the only question. How many of us can immediately dust ourselves and get up? And how many of us are going to lose days, months, years before we stand up again? After all, somebody being sacked from the very company that he has founded by the very person he recruited, in the way they handle that setback, we know them as Steve Jobs. After all, humiliated and thrown in the platform, and someone decide to rise from that, we know that person as Mahatma Gandhi. History is full of such people, which is a demonstration of, like a phoenix, how they rose again from the ashes to fly high. If you want to be an also-ran in life, you can take days, weeks, months, years to talk about your losses and setback. If you want to be a legend in your lifetime, if you want to be one above the crowd, ask yourself, what can I learn from it? Ask yourself, what inspiration can I derive out of this? Ask yourself, how can I turn this around from here? Ask yourself, how are you going to turn your scars into stars in your life and move on with your life? So we have only two categories of people. Where they have turned this into milestones of growth in their life, and people who stopped there at the first setback in their life. There's no other alternative. During this moment, it's all about the mental fortitude. At some stage, you just have to shift your focus from what has happened to the entire future that is ahead of you. And if you can find that impetus from there and move on, and sometimes I think we need to do it for that simple reason. The way I have handled those moments will become an inspiration for generations to come. See, if I fall, my life is not an inspiration to anybody else. If I rise from these falls, then my very life becomes an inspiration for generations to come. So live in such a way that your life is an inspiration for the rest of the world. Bounce back and bounce back big in life. Always remember, the harder you press the spring and release it, the faster it bounces back. If at all life ever presses you, the resilience to bounce back is in your hands. See you at the top. Thank you.